Blog Talk Radio.
Show Manic Monday. Yes, we have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey, wish it was Sunday.
And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to hang out with us tonight here on the Rad Reality Show Network on this beautiful Monday, September 15th, 2014. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight here this evening as we're getting ready to start the Manic Monday Show with our lovely host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, a.k.a. the Portuguese Princess from Providence. She's got one kick-butt show lined up tonight, so get your dialing fingers ready. We actually had to break it into segments tonight, and on the first segment, we've got Devin Shepherd from Big Brother 16 and Adam Pock from Big Brother 13, and then in the second segment, we've got Fifth Avenue Dave from Utopia. Now, if that isn't one epic show, I don't know what is. But I can't wait to get this show started. So let's say hi to the other co-host for tonight's show, Mr. Paul from Minnesota. Then we'll get our host up here with us on air and get this party started. Paul, what's going on up in Minnesota?
Not too much. Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. I just want to, before Michelle comes up, because we got so much on our plate on the show tonight, I will not want to be talking about the Minnesota Vikings and the New England Patriots game this past Sunday. I choose not to talk about it.
so you get to pick and choose, huh?
I thought I had a good excuse, a good argument, because we've got so much going on for the show tonight that I didn't want to relive the pain that I experienced yesterday. So,
okay, well, we'll see what our host has to say about that when we bring her up. Let's get her intro music going and see what she has to say when she comes up with us. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're doing.
Going back.
dead.
Miss Michelle Costa, happy Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Mondays. What's up, everybody? It's your girl. That's right, the Portuguese Princess of Providence. And I just want to start off by saying, oh, Paul, did you shoot yourself in the foot? Because we already know.
There's no going back. Listen to your theme song. There's no going back. We're not going back.
I was listening to that theme song, and I'm like, are you ready for, Paul, ready for the perfect storm, Paul, the perfect storm? Because once you're mine, Paul, once you're mine, there's no going back. And, Paul, I'm sorry, but you did definitely open this platter up and served it hot. And even Cherry was like, ooh, boy, we're going to see what she has to say. I just have to say thank you very much because we needed that win. And I know there was a lot going on with you guys. There's a lot going on with the NFL right now. It's kind of crazy. It's like somebody opened up the can of worms. Adrian Peterson, as we know, from the Minnesota Vikings, is accused of beating his child with a wooden stick, like a tree branch.
A willow branch.
Let me tell you something. No, he didn't. And he beat him in his private parts and everything. Please. I know, Paul, it's just, you know, I had, you know, Aaron Hernandez dealing with it. And it seems like this one incident that's happened with this domestic violence has leaked out other things. So it's pretty crazy right now in the NFL, guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
is. No. I think I need to go.
I don't know what's going on with all these football guys lately. But
yeah, what is wrong with them? I mean, they have, like, give me money. I promise I won't beat a soul. Like, what are you talking? Like, what is wrong with these people? I just don't understand. What is wrong with them? And then they have these, like, you know, people that stick up for them. And we're talking about, like, a wife that, or at the time, fiance with Ray Rice, gets the crap beat out of her, you know, and then is, like, sticking up for her man. It's like, what the heck is going on? I mean, what is wrong with this scenario, you know? But I feel like they've turn the cheek on some people, and then now all of a sudden that this story came out with a video that allowed all of us to see, and that's where they took action. Now action's being taken on other instances that we didn't know about.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I think it's kind of sad for her to stick up for him after seeing that video and see her get hit like that and drug out of that elevator out cold, you know, and if he'll hit her in a public place like that, not even behind their own closed doors, then you
what
know that it has to
doors?
Happen. Yeah, what happens at home, you know?
Ugh.
So
crazy.
Just really bad. And then she stands up for him. It's like, that's not a good example to set for young women of today.
But you know what they did, the NFL, the first Thursday of the game that they had, they were supposed to have Rihanna start off with a pre-amped show. And because she was hit by Chris Brown, they actually canceled it. And they didn't want to... because of everything that happened, they didn't want them to think that that was okay. And I thought that was a great stand that they did. We're not going to talk too much about it just because I think, like, you know, we should, this is stuff that is actually happens more than what we talk about. It's known. These guys are doing this in more than just football. And hopefully this is like a voice that has been heard around all of sports nations and anything else in society, which, you know, that should not be allowed. No,
right. At least,
then
Michelle,
no hitting your
at least,
women, no hitting your kids. End of discussion.
I was just going to say, Michelle and
no
Sherry.
No hitting your pets either.
Right. I was just going to add that at least it's starting a dialogue and hopefully it will educate people that are ignorant about these things. So, but
well,
we got a lot
we
of
already
show
have both
to
of
do.
Your
we have a lot to talk about. I just want to say also that I just want to send thoughts and prayers out. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but it's been such a big news story here. And the finding of three remains of three unborn, newborn babies, and a dog and a cat, due to the fact that the mother did not want her boyfriend to know she was pregnant, so she would have the babies and then they would die, and she kept them in the house. And they They got a tip from apparently one of the daughters, who was five, who ran over across the street to the neighbor's house and said something, which prompted the police to go there. And this is the unraveling of such a chaotic scene, disgusting, it's horrible. There was four kids that were moved from the house that were alive, thank God. From the ages of 5 to 13, and unfortunately they have found, like I said, the remains of three newborn babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible.
I tell you.
So,
news today is
it's
so horrible.
It's horrible. It is. And let's make a turn in this bad news, and let's turn it into good news. We have such a crazy show tonight. Oh, my God. First off, I just want to say, oh, my God, hi, Big Brother 16. You guys are just giving us exactly what we want. Let you guys know, I am going to be heading to California on Sunday. So I will be doing Monday show live from California. How
wow.
exciting is that? Yes.
Cherry, we've got a live call in from Michelle from L.A., but Thursday we've got a live call in from Cowboy from Las Vegas. How about that?
I know.
Anyway, did you know
Michelle?
Well,
maybe I'll be in Vegas,
Michelle?
What?
Michelle?
We have both of your guests on the switchboard.
Oh, well, let's talk about the guests. We have Devin and we have Adam. What a great combination. We have the Big Brother family coming up. So let's do this.
Let's do this. We have coming after Adam Pack from Big Brother 13. How are you?
I guess I got to do it. Rawr.
The Baconator.
Good evening, everybody out there in Rad Reality Land. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Cherry. Hello, Paul.
Hey,
hello, my love. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Just got back from Arkansas from another one of my bacon festival weekends.
So funny, too, because I sent him a message. We were talking back and forth, just reminding him about the show, and I sent him a couple pictures of some pigs, and he's like, that's hilarious. He goes, I'm actually at a bacon convention right now, and I was like, oh, that's so funny. So glad to see you're still in the bacon mix. Bake it up. Bacon.
I even recruited Spencer from BB15 since we were in Arkansas to come on down and be a bacon judge as well, and he seemed to go hog wild. So good time, BB family. Family helps family. That's what we do, right?
That's
right. And you know what, Adam? You've been a staple here on Manic Mondays. We're so glad to have you. And I know that you're going to be excited, and I know he is, because he is definitely a Big Brother fan, and he's going to be on with us, and we're going to talk a little Big Brother. So, Adam, we have Mr. Devin, who's waiting
let's
to come
bring
on.
Him up.
So let's bring him up.
Here we go. Mr. Devin Shepherd, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the Rad Reality Show with Michelle Costa and Adam Pack.
What's going on, guys? It's a pleasure to be with you again. Adam, man, I've spoken to you a couple times through social media, brother. I can't wait to meet you. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here. Miss Michelle, always a pleasure. And everybody else, it's great to see you again and talk to you again.
Yeah, it's finally good to talk to you. You know, we've been going back and forth. Devin, I got to just say real quick, I've said it, various times to you and to other people, so I want to get it out there. I love the fact that you have embraced the I don't even know what word, idiocracy that you played in the house. You've embraced everything that's come your way. And again, you had a thick skin. So I'm so glad to see you on the other side not being bitter. And, you know, because there's so many people that come out of the house and think that what they did was perfect and they can't believe other people. But you recognize what happened. And, you know, I applaud you for being, you know, just having such a good sense of humor about the whole event. Because let's face it. No matter how many people go in that house, only one person wins the prize.
Exactly,
so
yep.
The rest of us got to do these goofy radio shows every week.
Ha, ha, ha. Thanks, Adam.
Definitely. Most definitely. It is what it is, and the only thing you can do is embrace it and laugh at yourself, man. It's definitely an honor to be able to be on Big Brother. We all know that. So whatever comes of it, we all know what we signed up for. So it's definitely good to look back.
Knew we signed up for is that we are a big family. Yay! We're sticking with each other for the rest of our lives. That's it.
Definitely.
100%. Not so bad of a thing.
Devin,
the finale is coming up soon. So for what's going on right now in the house, and we've all seen it, and we're going to do spoilers, you guys out there. So just, you know, if you're not down for spoilers, still stay on. Because I would never tell you to turn off Manic Mondays. So what do you think's going on right now in the house, Devin? You knowing kind of like the inside link. I still can't believe, and I'm going to say ooh to Devin. I mean, Derek, who has not been put up in the block. And I can't even believe that. Is that like crazy or what, Devin? Can you believe that he hasn't been put on the block not once?
No, I believe it 100%. I mean, the kid is a genius. The kid is smart. I mean, clearly... he's playing one of the best games in Big Brother history, and he has to be applauded for that. So, I mean, I'm not shocked at all. I remember sitting there watching the kid from day one. I mean, he just socializes. He's able to network in that house amazingly, and he's got everybody underneath his thumb still. And the one thing that I can't believe is that he really hasn't, you know, had anybody that is, you know, turned their back on him and kind of questioned his integrity, maybe a little bit with Victoria and some other things, you know, a little bit later. But other than that, I mean, he set himself up very, very nicely to receive a nice paycheck at the end of this. So I just got to applaud the kid.
If he doesn't win, it's crazy, Adam, right? I mean, come on. How does somebody just with putting their pretty much his game out in front street?
He has done such a great job because what he does, there's plenty of conversations where he'll tell people, what you said got me thinking. What you said got me thinking. So he makes other people think it's their idea when it's really his idea. And he's got that perfect way of just flipping it so that nobody ever puts, this was Derek's idea. You know, it might be Derek's idea, but he makes people think it's their idea so that when something goes wrong, they don't point the finger at Derek, they point it at him. At them, and I know he's done this to Caleb numerous times. He's done it to Frankie, and you know what, Frankie, other than Derek, I think has been playing the best game. You know, early on, he was very, you know, social. He, you know, wasn't really threatening, even though he was winning some HOHs, but kept, you know, coming down. But Derek has just continued every minute of every day thinking about it, choosing his words perfectly. And Devin will tell you, Michelle will tell you, anybody listening out there, it's so easy to talk before you think in that house, but Derek has been thinking every single word he says is deliberate. So, you know, hats off to him. And, you know, barring some sort of miracle, you know, next Wednesday night he'll be holding that big old paycheck.
He's been masterful.
Yes. Okay, guys, this is for everybody. This is for everybody listening. If it is Derek, Cody, Victoria in the final three, having watched Derek play the game and knowing that he's a family man and got those responsibilities, does he send Cody home?
100%.
Go ahead, Devin. You say 100%?
100%. I mean, if he sits there, in my opinion, it's just me. If he sits there and if it's Derek and Cody on the block, people, for some reason in this season, Cody's done a great job of flirting with a lot of the girls in the house and making sure that his good looks and his charm has been down as well. And I think that I still think Derek's going to win even if he's sitting next to Cody, but I don't think that that's a chance that, you know, I would want to take. I'd rather sit next to Victoria because that's going to guarantee him that money. Nobody's going to respect Victoria's gameplay this year just because, not because she's not a great person or anything like that. She just really hasn't played the game, and neither really has Cody, but, you know, you throw it up there, Cody's got the likability factor.
Yeah, I think Derek has been grooming Victoria for his final two. He's been grooming Cody to be his hitman, you know, working alongside of him to help, you know, make the moves that need to be made. But he's been, you know, working Victoria this whole time as, you know, the easy win. And, you know, we know that he's a huge fan of Survivor. He saw what Tony did last year on Survivor. And, you know, he's pretty much doing the same thing and assuring himself that both Cody and Victoria and even Caleb, no matter who it is at the end, will take him to the final two. The question will be, will the jury recognize everything that he's done? And based on the small things that we've seen from the jury, I think they are respecting what he's done. So, like Devin said, it doesn't matter who he's sitting next to. Of those two, he'll win. I think the only person that can beat him right now at this point would be Caleb.
That's a good point. I'm actually a little bit afraid of the jury because I feel like I'm not really sure how they're going to go. If they're going to actually sit there and listen to Derek's real true story of what happened in this game, how he played everybody, how he manipulated and puppet mastered, and like you said, he always turned it around and made it seem like they're the ones that came up with the idea. He always came up with like the fact of, oh, you're the one that brought it up, let me talk about this. The scenarios, the way he comes up with like how people think of how people are going to vote. I'm just scared about the jury. That's what I am. I thought I was like definitely sure, okay, yes, this is going to happen. I hope they're not kind of detesting how some people play the game and how they got out. I hope they have had enough time to let loose, to realize what the game is, and to realize that Derek did do good and should deserve to make it to the end. If he brings Victoria to final two, I don't know. I think that he could win against anybody logically.
Well, you know, your friend Dan brought up a good point with Julie Chen the other night, too. The other problem Derek's going to have is only having 3 minutes to explain his complete game logic to all of the the jury members.
But he's got to understand that the jury members are not there for 3 hours listening to him talk. They've been there for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 weeks and 3 hours listening to everybody else's
story. He only has 3 minutes to give a speech to explain his intricate, detailed
That's what
logic.
I'm concerned about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to get it fully. I mean, if they really sat back and thought and listened, if they haven't already discussed it in the house, I'm hoping that, you know, they've looked at it not in a bad way but a good way, and they've realized that he's a mastermind. Though I think maybe Donnie and Nicole might have said something because they're one of the ones that have thought about it in a positive way. I think that that could help him. 3 minutes, I still think he can because he has a great way of communicating with people. He hasn't been put on the block yet. Hello?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane. We haven't seen that happen. I think doing some research, Big Brother 3, I don't think people was it Danielle Reyes never got nominated?
Danielle?
Yeah. So, I mean, to make it through the whole game, but nobody's ever made it through the whole game, not been nominated, and won.
Exactly. You got to think, though, as well. I mean, every moment of Derek's game, from the moment that second wave of Kostyaz came into the house, I mean, he's had every single move calculated, from, you know, how he presents himself to the relationships to, I mean, when he put me on the block, I mean, God, I mean, he had every single move calculated perfectly, and I'd have to say that even when it comes down to the end, he's got that calculated somehow, and he's going to have something brilliant to say, and he's going to make sure that everybody, you know, looks at him in good favor. There's no way. I mean, obviously there's always a way that somebody can lose this game in a heartbeat. But I just don't see that happening. The only thing, and I think you guys touched on it briefly, the only way that I think it could happen is if Donnie and Nicole got into the jury's, you know, head. And you, at that point, you got to look at how many of those people in the house are team Donnie and Nicole, because it's a social game, and not that many people looked at Nicole and really wanted to work with her when it came down to the end, minus Hayden and some other people. I mean, they wanted to get her out because they thought she was a good player. Donnie as well. The feel of the house was more so, let's get Donnie out because he could be a threat if he's out at the end. And I just think that, you know, with the people that are already in the jury, you know, they're all team Derek, and there's no way that he's not going to walk out of there winning this prize. So
he better. I mean, but, you know, you just never know in that house of Big Brother. You don't know if they're resenting, if they're mad, you know.
You were in the jury house, Michelle. You were in the jury house. How many, let's see, how long were you in there? Because I think somebody that's been in there, you know, a long time or a short time could be influenced by all your general chit-chat when you guys talk, right?
I was in there for, I think, 2 weeks and 2 days. So, I mean, we chit-chatted, and, you know, my season, actually, we got in a huge fight in the jury house. We actually got alcohol taken away in the jury house. that's how we rolled. You know, we were very vocal about what our thoughts were and watching the person come in next. And, you know, when I saw Rennie, I said, you know, I told you, you should have picked me. You know that you were in the bottom of that alliance with, you know, Dan, Memphis, Keisha, and yourself. You were the bottom. If they put you against Jerry, you're going home. Jerry is the pawn. He's going to be the pawn till the end, and he's going to make it to Final Three. And she's like, I don't believe you. I was like, please, Rennie. So when she walked in the house, I was like, I told you so. And she was like, why didn't you vote out Memphis? I was like, what are you talking about? I was not even against him at that point. You should have voted him out. And we got a huge fight. All the alcohol got taken away. So needless to say, the jury house has a lot to do with that. So,
right. Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen, you know, Derek doing a great job with jury management before they walk out the door, other than Christine. You know, he's had time to talk to all them and make sure that, you know, that they don't hate him. And, you know, he's always like, you know, I tried. But I do think there was one time when Donnie left and they showed the video to Donnie of Derek's goodbye message, and he said, if you're sitting there, then I couldn't get the votes for you. Well, that week, they could get the votes for him, and Derek was the one that decided not to. So I think that is the only flaw in the game so far that could come back to haunt him. And, you know, as we know, and Devin, even though you weren't in there a long time, it all it takes is a little bit of doubt, and that thing grows into a big tree. So
Adam, you know, being in there, and Devin, you know, being in there, you want to make somebody, if you're the head of the household and you're putting somebody in the block, you want to make the least blood on your hands as possible. How come not one person has said, Derek, you're going to go in the block, you haven't been on it once? Not one of them has even used that. That's crazy.
That just shows you how amazing his game is right now. I mean,
yes.
And I bring this up all the time, obviously, and, you know, I got to go back to your season, Michelle, in season 10. But I know Dan was on the block. Dan was on the block, I believe, once or twice. I can't remember. How many times was Dan on the block?
He was on the block two times.
So, I mean, it just shows you. I think that as much as you're on the block, I mean, it's just a testament. I mean, Dan is one of the greatest players of Big Brother history, and so is Derek. And it just shows you, if you go into this game and you're a true fan, you're a true super fan, you've dot all your I's and cross all your T's, you're going to be covered pretty well as long as you've got that good rapport and good relationship with those house guests. And Derek has that. The only thing that I will say about the jury house, Grant, I have never obviously been in the jury house, and nor will I ever be in the jury house. But the thing is, Donnie is just as much of a intelligent man as Derek is, and he knows this game very well. And Donnie would tell me things. I was trying to go and work Donnie at times my last week there, said, hey, Donnie, you got to try and keep me because of this, this, and this. Can't remember what I'd say to him. And Donnie would look me straight in the face, and he would say, Devin, but you're telling me you think I already don't know. And it was so direct and so, like, to my face, it was like, man, dude, like, yeah, you're right. There's nothing I can say. So, if anything, the only way I could see Derek not doing well, not winning, is if Donnie's in there just basically working the house like none other, you know. And he's a very calculated player as well. It just happened that he had a great likability in the game just as much as anybody else. And
so, do you think, Devin, that he's going to win America's Player? Do you, like? I mean,
I don't know.
Who do you think is going to win America's Player?
I
think Donnie has a shot.
I think Donnie has a shot, but I think Zach got that one locked in the bag for sure.
Wait, you don't think Joey's going to get it? I mean, Joey was the first person that America had it for Team America. They voted for her, so obviously they love Joey.
Gee.
So Joey's going to get America's Favorite
Adam.
Player. No, I wish they would do that. I wish they would give, you know, America's Favorite pre-jury member because, you know, like the people that went out before the jury, they didn't get to collect, you know, their paychecks every week just sitting in a jury house. So, you know, let them get, you know, maybe $10,000 to America's Favorite pre-jury, 25. I mean, they're giving out money this year left and right with Team America. And actually, Devin, that reminds me of a question I had for you. What did you think of the Team America twist in there?
You know, when I got out and I realized what it was, I didn't quite understand at first. You know, when you get out of the house, you do your little radio circuit and stuff like that, and you're talking, and people are trying to explain to me what Team America was, and I thought it was an alliance that was created, and then I realized what it was when I got out of the house and actually got to watch it. And, you know, it's really tough, man. I think it's great. It brings excitement to the game. But as a player, man, that's tough because you look at that and you definitely wish as an evicted house guest that you could have been a part of that. It definitely would have prolonged your game a little bit. It would have prolonged my game, And at the same time, it does give you that opportunity to collect a little bit more on your paycheck. So.
What are your thoughts on who got picked for Team America? Like, looking back on the cast and how you see kind of what we all see, America and the voters, do you think that they picked right? What do you think they picked on? I mean, obviously Frankie for Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know America's never wrong, so... I know that from all the social media, America's never wrong. I'm always wrong. So everybody else is wrong. But I think they got it right. I think it would have been interesting to see Joey with Team America because Joey had that feminist, strong-willed mentality. I think that would have been good. I think that she would have brought in something different to Team America than what we've seen. The only one that I did not like after seeing it and obviously watching the full season was obviously Frankie in Team America.
Okay.
Frank,
Devin,
you know, seeing that.
I had been meaning to bring this up and then I'll shut up. But speaking of Joey, did anybody fill you in on her getting sick in the Beehive?
I've heard rumors. I definitely heard rumors that she threw up on me on purpose because she thought I was a germaphobe. So, yeah, because I'm a little bit of a germaphobe.
No way.
I don't know if anybody had caught that, but it was on my daughter's birthday, and I'm sitting in the beehive room hanging out by myself, and Joey comes in, she's eating flop, and all of a sudden she starts getting sick, and all I could do is turn my head to the left and kind of give her a pat on the back because I felt bad for her. I didn't want her to feel bad if that was what was happening. And then I heard later on that it was all fake and that she had done it on purpose after I got out of the house. And, I mean, hey, well, it's what it is. I don't know what you gain from that, but cool.
That's crazy. Ew.
Yeah.
I got a quick another question for you, for everybody. But with Donnie being in the jury house and being part of Team America, do you think he's going to spill the beans and tell the other voting people if Derek or Frankie, I mean, they don't know, Frankie might not be there, but if Derek or Frankie are in the final two, do you think you know, Donnie will say, well, you know, they already won money with me in Team America. Do you think he's going to blow up their spot, or do you think he'll, you know, let them, you know, make it on their own?
Tough question.
that's a really hard question. Donnie, I mean, if it was me, I would. I mean, 100% I would, but Donnie, it's hard to say. I think that he's a smart guy. He definitely might, but I don't know if a lot of people are going to believe him, because nobody believed Joey when she was saying that she was part of Team America when she was trying to leave. I mean, Donnie's a trustworthy guy, but who knows? I really don't. God, he's such a nice guy. I don't know if he would do that, honestly. It's hard to say.
Right. Well, Joey Demmer got to do it.
I would say that if he does, that honestly, if they find out that he was part of it, then it actually might help out Team America, unless they turn against him. Because they either have to be like, oh, my God, that's so crazy, that's so cool. They can't be angry at anybody else because Donnie would be part of it, right? So unless he says...
At that point, what does it matter, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he also lied to all of them. So if Donnie is the one that they look up to and he says, hey, by the way, there's a Team America, it's me, you know, Derek and Frankie, and they're probably looking at him like, I would look at him like, so what makes you any better? And you want me to believe you? So everything that these people are telling me, because at that point you would believe that all those stories about how Donnie was a brilliant person, he was a doctor or whatever, wouldn't that make you start second-guessing him because he would be the one that's lying to you?
But then Donnie would be doing an amazing job at that point because that purpose would be served. I mean, Donnie would put doubt in people's minds, just like you guys are saying, and people are going to go into that final vote, and they're going to question some things. So I think it would be very interesting. I don't think it can't hurt Donnie at this point. What does it matter? He's out of the game, and, I mean, he doesn't have to worry about anybody's respect. When the game's over, you'll earn everyone's respect back, hopefully, if people don't take it too personally. And I would love for him to do that. I hope he blows up Team America like none other and gives the game a shock. I really do.
Yeah, cause, I
do
mean,
you
he,
think
I,
that, Adam, do you think with, like, the history of Big Brother, of what they do and how crazy they are, do you think that anyone of Frankie or Donnie, part of Team America, seeing that possibly, we're going to do spoiler, that possibly Frankie's going to be out and Donnie already is, that they're going to expose that and that it could come up during finale, and that maybe with Derek thinking ahead of the game, if he addresses it, would that be epic or what?
If Derek brings it up ahead of time, he's a moron, because if they know how much money he's already won, they're not going to, and he's sitting next to Victoria, and Victoria hasn't won anything. You know what, jury?
She won 5G.
Yeah, that's not the same amount. Jury people can be bitter, as I know firsthand. Any little bit, Derek would never be the one to tell them. Although,
what happens if he thinks that they did, so he wants to maybe in his speech come forward? You know,
he's not that paranoid. He's not that paranoid. His line of work, his profession, it causes him not to crack under pressure. I agree with Adam. I don't think he would do that at all, and he'd be an idiot if he did.
And if they did say something to him, he's so good on his feet, he'll find a way to deflect it. But I think that's the only thing that can prevent it. And what Devin was saying before, like, you know, Joey was telling people that she was part of something, but no, she didn't have anything else to go with. She just, you know, kind of foo-fooed it. But if Donnie says, hey, these are the challenges, these are the tasks, and gets into detail, like, remember when this happened, this is what we were doing. Remember when this happened, this is what we were doing. I think, what I'm looking forward to most on finale night is everybody forgiving Zach for thinking that he was the one that stole their stuff.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. On America's Favorite Player, on Twitter recently, Joan Grande has been coming back at a lot of the Twitter people and saying that her and Justin Bieber are going to be having everyone vote for Frankie, of course, and she's not apologizing for anything. She's saying that every person in the BB16 house has their family and friends tweeting for America's Favorite Player, and we are no different, and will
absolutely
be tweeting for Frankie, and then she says, hashtag not sorry, hashtag get ready. And
well, I mean, it's
she's
true.
Saying,
I mean, don't you think so, Jerry? Like, it's free reign. I mean, this is the internet world. When I was on Big Brother, it was Big Brother 10, 6 years ago. We didn't really have, like, Twitter wasn't popular, really, and all that other stuff. So now that it's grown, I think, you know what, that's what he has. God bless him. You know, that's the game. There's aspects in every part of this game that helps somebody and hurts somebody. Not everything can be in your court, but guess what? When something's in your court, good for them.
Hey, Carrie?
I just don't think it's fair when somebody has a sister that's going to be on
but how can you shut it off, guys?
Probably
not like
the week
you can,
before,
like,
and Justin Bieber
turn
is
that off.
But,
you know what I mean? Like, it's like we have no control of it. We don't even know if like, it's going to matter. So how can we dictate something that we really don't know? We don't even know if these fans – I believe that these fans probably who vote for Ariana Grande through her link for Frankie did not watch Big Brother. Is that fair? No.
No.
But is it the way it is? Yes.
I mean, I look at it this way, and I responded to Mrs. Grande's tweet, and America's, like I said, America's never wrong, and they let me know. But I mean, I responded to it, and I believe Adam did as well. I would never fault anybody. I've got a lot of I've got a very close friend and her family listening to this right now. And one thing that I learned from them, I grew up with a single mother. And one thing that I learned, not having family from these people that are listening right now, is they are a tight-knit family. No matter what, going all the way down to the end, you will support your family. And that's what it's about. So I'm not going to ever fault Mrs. Grande for wanting to get America to vote for her son and for her son to do as well as possible. Some of the things that Frankie has done in the house, I feel really bad for him. When he comes out, and I feel that he shouldn't have done and said some of the things that he said. But that being said, family is family, and you're always going to support family. And I've learned that along the line, growing up. And, there's nothing that trumps that. So,
And from my point of view, it kind of stinks when you have people playing the game that already have a fan base so that other people can't win America's Favorite Player, Jeff. Big Brother. Come on. Like, people are going to find something to complain about. People are going to find something to be happy about. It gives people stuff to talk about, and it's great for Twitter because it keeps everything in the news. So whatever, it is what it is. So if people don't like it, then vote for Zach and tell your friends to vote for Zach and tell your friends' friends to vote for Zach. Tell people that don't watch the show to vote for Zach. Come on, we know it's going to be it's either going to be Zach, Donnie, or Frankie for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Adam,
Michelle.
What's up there, Polly?
No, Cherry, go.
I have a question for Michelle. I wanted to see if she heard last night Victoria talking about Karen Gravano being in her sister's wedding.
Yes, I did.
No, actually, I did not. I must have fell asleep by then. But
Karen Gravano from Mob Wives was in her sister's wedding. That just blew me away.
That's very interesting. It's so funny because, I actually, when I went to Reality Rally, I stayed with Nora from Mob Wife Chicago, and she actually sent me a message yesterday and said, I hope everything's well and haven't talked to you in a while. So shout out to Nora.
Cherry, I'm so glad. You and I think so much alike, and I was going to bring this up as well. I wrote down the notes about that. But apparently, Michelle, her Victoria's brother-in-law, the guy that married her sister, and his family have lived in Staten Island forever, and Karen was actually at the wedding even before the TV show started. So I thought that was cool too, Cherry.
Very interesting. Yep.
And
forget about it.
I don't know. It's funny to me what people want to create as relevant news and what they want to talk about. I mean, when it comes to the game of Big Brother, I mean, it's live sheet still. You go in there, you play the game. It doesn't matter who you are before you come in because you're lying and telling lies about who you are when you're in the game. I mean, the time that we live in right now with social media and reality and all this, you know, everybody wanting to be famous. I mean, somebody knows somebody in life. I mean, does it really matter when it comes to what you're pertaining to the game of Big Brother?
Devin,
not at all.
Devin,
I guess if you're Frankie Grande and you're Ariana Grande's brother.
Devin.
Yeah, you know.
Devin.
Then people get mad at CBS for casting the cast because it's honest to God. It's like he's in there, he's playing, and it's like he's playing the game, and it's what it is. You know, he has 1.5 million followers on social media, and you know what? Like you said, Michelle, more power to him. God bless him. Whatever. I mean, it's what it is. It's life. Everybody knows somebody.
Well,
so,
Devin, mm-hmm. Devin, I was just gonna clarify something. Those are all valid and good points, but we're also huge fans. We've been watching Mob Wives for years, so it's kind of fun for us to find out that somebody knew one of our reality stars from another show.
Sure.
But I have a
for
question
sure.
too, actually, real quick for you, Adam. You brought up Jeff, and I certainly want to hear how you felt about the engagement. But the other thing is, does this time of year bring back memories? The feeds were cut today, and you were in the house when that happened, and you guys got mimosas and tie-dye shirts, and I was just wondering if it brought back memories.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's funny because, you know, again, I work for Sony Music. I've been in the entertainment industry for years, and I know the goal is to put out a product to make money. And at the end of the day, to quote Caleb, at the end of the day, all that matters to CBS is making money. So the fact that they, like, film you in the morning, pretending like it's nighttime, and then they're going to show that on TVGN tonight so they don't give away any spoilers for who went home. It is kind of funny, but at the same time, the fact that they've been in there, like, what, 90 days already? I mean, Michelle, I forget how long your season was. My season was 75 days, and they're already at 15 more days, and they still have another week to go. So at this point, all I feel for these people is empathy because it's a long time. And, you know, we've seen the last two seasons. The longer the season goes, the nastier it gets near the end because it really takes a toll on people's psyche being away that long. But, again, that's why we love it, where it's a social experiment. And Devin, you will find this out next year. Michelle will tell you. Everybody else that has not been on tells you. The first night of the season, when you see people walking into that house, you are going to feel it. You're going to be like, "That's my house."
You're going to be like, "Get out of that house, mofos! Get out of my bed! Get out of my stop eating my porridge! Get the heck out of Dodge!"
And now that they're at the end game where they're trying to, find a way to win and, it's all going to come down to these last couple of challenges. For me, I always reflect throughout the season, like around what
it's
part
hard,
of the season
it,
they're
Adam?
In.
I mean,
isn't it kind of like one
of those things that you, like, you go through all these emotions and you're like, what do I do? You know, it's crazy. I mean, this is a crazy life that we live. We love it. We don't know really what we're getting ourselves into, but it's kind of like a day-to-day process. And, Adam's been out a little bit. I've been out a little bit longer out of all of us. And then, we got Devin. And, the best thing that comes out of it is what we do in the long run and how we make our platform bigger and, going to Toys for Tots and doing all these charities and going to all these events and, becoming part like a huge family and becoming a huge voice and a huge kind of siren to what our beliefs are and, making awareness of things. And I think that's really what's important. Right, Adam? I mean, you want to talk a little bit about that?
No, it's great. And, one of the first things I said to Devin when I talked to him, because he was asking me if I was coming out for finale week, which I'm not. I'm sad. Have fun, you guys.
Oh, no.
But I told him.
He didn't respond back to me.
I said, Devin definitely got to come to Toys for Tots. Being a single parent, I heard you have a daughter, right, Devin? Being a single parent, I know it's a struggle for you, and to see like all these people that we help along the way, when we do the reality rally, going to Michelle's place for the breast cancer you know, support for these women. You know, seeing that the little bit of entertainment that we bring to people's lives for a summer can live on much longer, and it's what you do with it. And you know what? Some people love it. Some people, you know, shy away from it. But, you know, we were given this great opportunity, and hopefully, you know, the cast coming out after they get out of their shell shock, they'll appreciate their time in there as well.
And I'm all about that. I agree with you 100%. I love that. I think that that is the best thing that you can do coming out of something like this is to give back. And anything that you can do for charity is amazing. And you know, I've said it before. You're not going to get famous off of Big Brother, really. And you know, so the best thing that you can do is give back. You know, in the best way that you can. I think that what you and Michelle do for Toys for Tots is amazing, and you guys should be honored for that. So.
So, Devin, does that mean you're going to come up for Toys for Tots? Can we include you in our awesome list of people that come and attend for it? So, can we say you're in?
You know what? I'm going to have to definitely, I would love to come for Toys for Tots. I got a lot going on with my daughter right now, and actually I'm working on getting back to regular life and everything, but I would love to be there for Toys for Tots.
Well, it is the first week of December, so you have a little bit of time to maybe work or your schedule around it. It's a weekend, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of us come together, and I know that you would just adore doing this because, you know, you are a father, and you get to see the kids' faces when they see the toys and stuff, and it's just great. Like I said, it's just maybe a couple days out of your time, and what you would do for the cause would be so great. So if you can, let us know. We would love to have you.
No, 100%. I think I've actually told you in the past I would love to do it. I would love to come up, and I'm going to see if I can bring a special friend and a special group of people with me if I can. So I think that they would love to be a part of that as well. So I'm going to give a little shout out to the A1A in Granada Hills real quick. You guys don't know what that means, but they do. So
can you talk a little bit about it? Like, I mean, give a shout out and then maybe make this explanation.
I'm gonna give a little shout out to a little KCS and her family, and I think that they would love to come and join us all for Toys for Tots. That's all I will say on that one. So sorry to be very.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So Devin, the finale is coming up. We are getting close to crunch time, so. So your vote for who you think is going to win, is it Devin still?
You mean Derek?
Derek. Why? I keep wanting Devin to win. I don't know. I'm like, Devin, go Devin, win. Is that a bad thing? No.
In my delusional mind, I said I'm going to win, so don't worry. But, yeah, no, definitely it's going to be Derek. In my heart of hearts, it's going to be Derek, so.
Exciting. Adam, what are you thinking? Who do you think is going to make it out in the end? Do you think it's going to be Devin, like me?
I mentioned it before, but, you know, I think it'll be Derek, but I do think that if anybody else does have a legitimate chance, it is Caleb. Caleb has gotten the most blood on his hands this year. Caleb, you know, we talked about all the HOHs that Frankie had. He was HOH five times. He only got two people out. Caleb's been HOH four times. He's gotten four people out. He volunteered to go on the block. He sat next to Devin, you know, when Devin went home. He volunteered. He went in harm's way. Granted, maybe not all of it was strategic from the get-go, but when you look back on his resume of what he did for the year, you know, he definitely took bigger chances, bigger risks, and if he's sitting there at the end, you know, and he's able to get that point across, I would love to write his speech for him because I think he's the only one that has a chance to beat Derek. I don't think Cody's done enough, but obviously Victoria hasn't done enough. If Victoria wins, it is the most bitter jury of all time. So it really is Derek's game to lose, but, you know, Beast Mode Cowboy could step up and, you know, as soon as Amber left the house, he became game time all the time. He was always thinking. And some of those moves that Derek, quote-unquote, came up with were actually Caleb's ideas. You know, and just, you know, he would bring it to Derek, and then Derek would elaborate on it and, you know, twist it around and twist him around. But as I said, he's gotten the blood on his hands. He needs to win Vito next week without a doubt, or tomorrow whenever they play it. He has to win that Vito. If not, you know, they'll cut him loose. He can't play in HOH this week. But if he wins that Vito.
Well, do you want to know who won the Vito, Adam?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no, I know who won Vito. I know who won Vito this week, but they haven't played the new Vito yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said this week.
No, I meant the week upcoming, because we know who won. Yeah, Cody won it.
I thought you had a surprise. How did Adam not know who won? Like, what the heck?
No, but if Caleb wins that final four. Yeah, if Caleb wins the final four veto and he decides, you know, it depends on who's HOH, it's going to be either Cody or Derek, because let's face it, unless it's, you know, who can sit there and look prettiest as long as Victoria's not going to win the HOH this week. But you never know. You never know. Hey, I won my first and only HOH in Final Four, so if I could do it, maybe Victoria can do it too. And
yeah,
that would be.
Don't get me started, Adam.
I was going to say, Adam, this was also during the feed cut, and that special eviction was the night that you won your one and only HOH.
And it was the most important one because it's the only HOH you could win and play again the next week.
That's right.
Well,
Devin, somebody
guys,
in our chat room wants me to ask you about your status change. Apparently you changed your status on Facebook today.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you really well right now.
Say what? Don't
miss a thing, Devin.
Yes, I mean, I think it changed a few days ago, but yeah, I did change that. I definitely am talking to somebody that in my life right now that it means a whole lot to me, and definitely is giving me a lot of space to grow through all this through this experience, and I'm just very grateful right now. With all of that.
Well, that's
and so,
yes,
are you going to tell us you're not going to give us any names or anything else, huh?
No, I don't think she'd appreciate it if I threw her name out there right now. But I know she wants some privacy. But it's awesome. I'm very grateful to be a part of Big Brother and the family. I'm very grateful for my actual my real family and life that has supported me from day one. And this is a person who's definitely supported me from day one, so I'm very grateful.
Well, congratulations. We'll just put it at that.
Yeah, we're glad to hear that great big smile that we can hear across the
yeah.
phone
yeah,
lines
I'm,
here.
I'm definitely smiling for me to hear that for sure.
Hey, I have one little clip that I didn't get to play for you, Devin, from a – It was a shortened clip of a 15-minute conversation. I think it was Caleb in the HOH talking to Frankie, but I just thought you might be interested in hearing this. Well, it was cut down to 20 seconds out of 15 minutes.
Cool.
Previously on Big Brother.
But first,
at the end of the day, I could care less. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's genius. And at the end of the day, I don't know. At the end of the day, my thing at the end of the day is, at the end of the day, I'm gonna, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like at the end of the day, it like doesn't matter.
That was all one sentence, right? That wasn't edited at all.
Hey, the craziest part about that is. Is hearing it say so damn much. And it's in my vocabulary. I've been trying to shake it for like the last like month and a half, and I can't get it out. Like at the end of the day, like, wait, stop that, stop. Hang on. Oh my God.
But you know what, Devin, at the end of the day, it was awesome conversation, but at the end of the day, it all worked out, right?
People are going to walk away brainwashed saying at the end of the day, hey, did you know Devin has a daughter, right, Adam?
Yes, that's it. That's it. I try to drop that as much in my day-to-day life as I can. And people always say to me, who the hell is Devin? And it's the morning time. What are you talking about at the end of the day? It's morning. It's breakfast time. What are you talking about? But come on. I have not embraced Fruit Loop Dingus. I don't call anybody that. I'll let all the other people use Fruity Pebbles Dingus.
It's a new foot. Yes, it's been renamed. I've renamed it Fruity Pebbles.
Nice. Hey guys,
well,
listen,
I gotta rock. Well, thank you, Adam, for coming
on
Manic Mondays. I just want to say one thing to you real quick. Seeing that you're not going to the finale, which I'm so bummed out because you know I'm going and I would love to have you there. I love you so much. Can you talk a little bit about your finale party real quick?
Oh, I'm not doing a finale party because, of course, this year the finale is on Rosh Hashanah. So, you know, me being the semi-good Jew that I am, it's not right for me to do a party on Rosh Hashanah. But I am doing a party this Wednesday in Hoboken. It's a Final Three party. It's the last live show before the live show. And I also host trivia every Wednesday night in Hoboken, so we're doing Big Brother viewing party from 8 to 9, general trivia from 9 to 11. You can win $50 cash. You can win other prizes. Last week we gave out Giants tickets. Week before we had Yankees tickets. You know, but everybody was begging me to do a finale party. I throw the premiere party every year here in New York. And people wanted me to do the finale party, especially since Survivor is on right before the Big Brother finale. Unfortunately, because of the calendar, it doesn't work. And Devin, as he said, you know, real life always comes before reality life. You know, I do as much as I can for the fans and for the other house guests, but unfortunately, no finale party. But I am doing a Final Three party. So if you're in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut area, come on down to Willie McBride's in Hoboken on Wednesday, 8 to 9 live show. Hopefully some of the alumni will come out, JoJo, Gina Marie, Enzo, and I'm trying to think who else. Paul's Cody's brother might be coming out. So none of these are guaranteed. I'm guaranteed to be there. So if you want to meet me, you know where I'm at.
That's the best guarantee ever.
Hi, I love you guys.
Yeah,
Adam, Cody talked last night about.
What's up?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I just want to say, just before you head out, man. If you do see Cody's brother, give my best wishes. I know that Cody's brother was a little ill this last week. He was in the hospital, so some family issues and things like that. So I just want to give my best to Cody's family and his brother. So if you do see him, give him my best wishes.
Definitely will. And, you know, the extended family, believe me, Mama Costa is more a part of the Big Brother family than some of the people that actually played the game.
Yeah, my mom is, like, listening right now, and she's like, oh, my God, I love Adam and Devin. I'm like, Mom, calm down, woman.
Hi, kids.
Calm
everybody
down.
Enjoy the last
Jody
week.
Jody talked last night about wanting to move to Hoboken as soon as he gets out of the house. So you may have a new neighbor in Hoboken.
Hey, if he's got
he's going to be in your couch.
If he's got $500,000, yeah, I was going to say, if he's got $500,000, he can move in with me and pay me rent. I'm fine with that. Hey, guys, have a good night. I'll talk to y'all later.
You too, bud.
Bye.
We love you. Say hi to Farrah for us.
Yeah, tell Farrah we said hi.
I always love when Adam comes on, Jerry.
Absolutely. And Mr. Devin, we love you, and we're so glad to have you on. And, you know, it's been a crazy ride, and it's almost over. A few weeks away, finale time. What are your last thoughts that you want to give us before you go?
Yeah, no, I'm very grateful to have been a part of Big Brother. I definitely did not realize how much it would consume your life, but I'm very grateful for the people that I've met and you guys and in the rest of the Big Brother family that has been so supportive. I thank you guys. This has been an amazing summer. I'm ready to get back to real life. And unfortunately, I will not be attending any finale parties this year. But I do want to just give the best wishes to everybody who is there. And just thank everybody for all the support that they've given BB16 and Big Brother in a whole. So it's been amazing.
Well, I will see you soon, Devin. I will be in L.A. in about 6 days. So glad to catch up with you. And thank you so much for coming on. And we so much adore you. And hope all the best wishes for you and your future endeavors.
Definitely. And the same with you guys. And look forward to seeing you, Michelle, at the finale, and I look forward to seeing everybody potentially at some charitable events for Toys for Tots, so definitely.
That's awesome. Well, you have a great night, babe, and we will hopefully talk to you soon, but either that, I will be seeing you sooner than probably we're going to be talking. Well, we'll be talking.
Definitely. Well, you guys have an amazing night, and I wish you guys all the best on your next segment on Utopia.
All right.
Thank you,
Devin. We'll let everybody know that you would want to be on Utopia, because I would want to be on Utopia right now. So have a great night, Devin.
Negative. No Utopia. I'll talk to you guys.
Take care, babe. Bye. All right. So we've gone past our first segment, which I'm exhausted already. But we are coming up on our second segment. And, oh, my gosh, I just don't even know. Utopia. There's so much to talk about. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you guys. We're going to be having the Fifth Ave on, and I'll tell you, can I be honest with you, Charlie and Paul? He's my fave.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. My fave. Oh, my God. I don't know. It was just like, I feel like I could relate with him and connect with him in a lot of levels of, like, where he grew up. I felt like it was kind of like same kind of lifestyle, and I just... You know, I know that he was a little extreme in some aspects, but I also thought that what was Utopia? Nobody knew. Yeah, it's in the prime of getting probably understood of what is right, what's wrong, what's, you know, justified, what's not. Is it democracy? Is it not? I mean, it's still unspoken, right, Charlie and Paul?
Yeah, it really, there's no rule book, is there? I mean, and they didn't have any previous seasons to watch or anything. But let's get this off right with, I'm going to play the Utopia theme song. So we start this segment.
All right, there.
Off,
go ahead, Paul.
Off right.
Say hey.
Thank you, Chris Daughtry. That's a great theme song. Hello. My Michelle.
Can you guys hear me? I think I have my phone on mute. Can you guys hear me?
I can now. I was just
okay,
making
great.
A...
Oh, my God. I love that theme song. And, you know, Utopia is a different type of show, Paul and Cherry, that we've seen probably in a long time. We're going to be talking Utopia on the second segment. I'm sure you guys are watching. I'll be honest with you guys. I've not been watching live feeds. I've watched the show. And we're going to be having a special guest on tonight, Cherry. I'm so excited. Are you excited as I am? Because I'm like a little, like I said, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm so excited.
I know. And being a fan of Dave's, it's probably also bittersweet we get to get him on air with us here. We're trying to reach out to him, but it's bittersweet that he has, you know, departed the show. And I know you knew about it before we saw the last episode, but that was a pretty moving episode on Friday, wasn't it?
So bummed out. You know, it was like, I wasn't sure what I was watching because I'm like, I don't really know where I'm at really, like, of how their decision-making is and really what type of kind of thought process I'm making, even though kind of he made the decision to leave. I wish that maybe Red would have gone out after him. I don't know. I just think that these people should have stuck together, especially so early on that no matter what, they should have had his back, and I think that he would have done the same. But I guess we're going to find out because we're going to have him on tonight, and it is unfortunate. I was a little surprised when, you know, thinking about the fact that we have a Utopia guest on, and I'm thinking, wait, this is supposed to be a year-long process. So there's a lot of things that can change in this whole thing. So I cannot wait to hear his side of it as much as he can tell us.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that I feel like we don't see as much as what we can get. Like I said, I'm not sure about what the live feed show. Is there anything, Cherry and Paul, that you can tell me that maybe I should know that for anybody out there watching or listening that doesn't watch the live feed that should know what's happened since the last airing?
Yes, actually.
You're like a little giddy.
Move. She beat you to a ball.
Yes,
you're slack-a-daca.
The little lovebirds have had their first spat, and have broken up today.
Oh. Wait, what? Got broken up?
Chris and Bree.
Chris and Bree had their first little spat and sort of broke up today. So we'll see if they get back together. I think they probably will. But they broke up today.
Oh. So the first connection of love has been halted for now.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I don't know, we know that that's going to get resolved real quick because there's no Xbox or anything they can run through. They have to deal with it.
Yeah. I confirmed with him last night, and I even talked to him on the phone for a good half hour. An hour. I actually talked to him 15 minutes before the show started. I was on the phone with him for a good 30 minutes and made sure that everything was okay. And
I hope he calls in because, you know, I'm sure he's probably, you know, a little traumatized by just coming out of something like that, you know, it's a lot to deal with, and you know, I hope that he's listening and he knows that I just bite minimally.
He actually did tell me that he's never watched Big Brother. He doesn't watch a lot of TV. I know.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll break him into it. We'll make him an addict.
Hey, Cherry, here's what I would like to know, as much as you're able to fill me in from watching the feeds. Tell me about the new guy, Taylor, that we saw in the upcoming episode.
Yummy.
At the end. What's his background? How's he integrating? Anything you can tell me, I'd be excited to hear.
I haven't watched a whole lot yet, so I haven't seen Taylor interact a lot yet. I wish I had more time to watch the live feed of Utopia and really see more than I have. Today I happened to watch a little.
Time, obviously.
Yeah. And got to see a little bit of, you know, what was going on today. And most of it was centered around, you know, Chris and Bree. And then some of the new girl, Kristen, and her talking about wanting to get a new website built for Utopia so that they can all put their money-making ideas on one website. And
do they have a computer
get it built
yet?
So that, I don't know if they have one there. I think they do. I think they've got one there already, the way it sounded. Because it sounded like her and one other girl were talking about working on a website. So
I like Michelle's reaction.
Yet,
I like Michelle's reaction. Just mentioned his name, and she goes, "Yum, Taylor."
Yum, 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 yum. I want to be in that Utopia. You know what I'm saying?
Would you agree with the Utopians or Pioneers? We call them both names, their decision on which lady to keep, Kristen or Rhonda?
Repeat that now.
They had to choose between Kristen and Rhonda.
Yeah, who do they pick?
And I'm just Kristen. Wondering if you no, I know who was chosen, but did you have any opinion on one or the other?
I was happy with their decision.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought Rhonda was a little too harsh, and
I think so too, and I think that they were as a majority. I don't know what the vote was, but I think that they kind of felt like we've had enough of these really strong-headed personalities, right?
Yeah, I think that with all of the type A personalities and issues that they've had already, I think Rhonda would have been another one that they would have had to sort of rein in. And I think Kristen fits in much better. She's much more laid back. And I think she just fits in.
Yeah, but I mean,
better.
How laid back can you be in something like that? I think I would have probably picked Rhonda just because I would have wanted somebody. I feel like I would have been like, you know, the showboat, one of the showboats out of this group. So I would have wanted to pick somebody who would have taken over my showboatness. You know, I mean, we got to be honest. I mean, how long? It seems like it's a democracy, and it's, you know, this certain group of people that are kind of taking over, and I don't think it's right. So,
in a way, I kind of agree with you, Michelle. I mean, I don't know how much longer they can allow Bella to.
Well, I feel bad for the chickens. If I'm a chicken, I'm against Bella.
I mean, that girl just gets right under my skin.
Yeah, me too, Cherry. I think she probably has a lot of experience that could be valuable, but her leadership skills and the way she approaches people is just horrendous.
Yeah, she sucks.
Correct.
When it comes to people. Like, she is an invert. She doesn't do well with people skills. And, you
she's
know,
very kind
for
to herself.
Her to, yeah, I mean, she has to.
she soft knife dogs.
Do that.
You really
though.
Hit a button. You hit a button for me there when she hugged herself.
Yeah, the hug against the world, it was kind of a little weird.
Oh, my God. Jerry,
yeah.
Don't do that.
She
to
gives
me.
Herself those little pep talks, hugs herself, and she's very kind to herself, but she just doesn't talk to others as kindly as she talks to herself.
If she did that to, like, others, I think it would be a different aspect, but when you start hugging yourself, there's no room for anybody else. she's going to hug away to the bottom of the totem pole. She really does something to me where I'm creeped out by her, and then she does that shit. It's like, oh, God.
Her and her
I mean,
chicken.
We will, see.
What is it?
Chicken
tractor and chicken
transport.
Chicken dinner.
And certainly we see a piece about the microwave. I mean, oh, my God.
Oh, you can't have a microwave. Heavens, no.
We're all going to die right here. They're going to turn on the cameras one day, and we're all going to be, you know, dead because we have
bought a microwave. I mean, doesn't
half
of American households have microwaves? Like, come on. I mean,
oh,
let's get
Lord.
With the program. How are we going to cook the ramen noodle soup? If I wish that Fifth Ave would be here right now to talk about the ramen noodle soup. I mean, that's what we need it for. We need the microwave to cook the goddamn ramen soup. If we don't have the ramen soup, how can I have the wine go through my brain? How can I have the brain circulate the wine? I'm sorry. It must be the It must be the microwave waves going through my head.
Yeah, there's some wild people on there, but there are, you know, it's so far it's fascinating to watch.
What do you think, Paul, about the talk about the ratings not being so great?
I heard that the first show, the premiere, had great ratings and that it dropped after that, but I haven't heard. Was it still down for this Friday episode? I don't know. Jerry, do you know? She had to step away for a second.
Well,
but,
actually, I've gotten received notification that the ratings are down, and if it's going to last, you know what? It is what it is. I know a lot of people are talking about it. I know that a lot of Big Brother fans are watching it because of the live feeds. Whether these people are watching the regular show, I don't know. There's a tendency for some of these people to watch the live feeds and not watch the live show. So I don't know if that's going to affect it, but we'll see. It is an interesting concept. I have seen just with, you know, for me, things that have come out of his mild conversations and everything, such powerful words and just a lot of life lessons that he has. If you don't know, now you know that it's very important for you to hear these things that he's going through. And I think it's made the best of him. For me, I think that it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to him. I don't think that it would have mattered if he made it to the end or not. I think that he's probably learned a lot within himself and just within life. And you can hear that he's such a smart, great, open-hearted person that I think he would have let a lot in. So.
Absolutely. We just got somebody on air that loves talking about Utopia. Let's bring up Chi-Town Joe.
Ooh, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Michelle. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Joe.
Well, lost our Peanut Tillman today on the Bears for the season. Oh, man.
I don't really care, so, oh, well.
But I had come across an article today on the Hollywood Reporter that once they had changed the time on the, what was it, the second show they did, or was it the third show they changed the time?
I forget.
But whatever, when they changed the time, the percentage of ratings went up from what it was, it went up 56%. They're still not nowhere where they would want to be, of course. But I think, you know, once you see that that they're, the days are going to be on, they're not going to have, and you know, they're not going to be with going up against Amazing Race or Survivor this year. They might get more people. I think it's going to take some time, guys.
So Michelle was bringing up, wondering if we should have concerns about the ratings. I hear in what you're saying that you think it's going to rebound.
Yeah, that's what the Hollywood Reporter said today at about 5 o'clock this evening, our time, in Central Time, because I got that right off of them, off of their page.
I had peeked into the feeds a few days back, and they were on the phone talking to somebody in the outside world about tourists, if you will, or fans, whatever we want to call them, that would be coming into the compound to make some money. And if I recall, it was supposed to happen this past Friday. And then Friday night, certainly I see these commercials, you know, inviting people, you know, to come on, and you can do yoga dancing, you can have a boot camp, you can go fishing, and Bella. And then the last commercial said, and Red. And I thought those were hilarious commercials. But I'm asking either you or Cherry, have they already had visitors?
Not that I know of. I had heard that they were going to do the yoga via the feeds in the morning. And what they wanted to do was eventually move it over once they got the computer, and then they were going to start charging.
I can't imagine, Paul, that they are actually going to allow people to go to Utopia. It's just my opinion, but if they actually allow fans to start going to Utopia,
let me in there. Let me into
out,
Utopia, Cherry.
If it gets put out there all
lock
over the internet where
the
place
key,
is boo-boo. Located, I just think it's
yeah,
it
Cherry.
Could be.
They might need to post a small army on the by the gate or around the compound.
Right. I mean,
they might just do something where they blindfolds.
That would work.
They might do something like that, but
walking
I mean,
the,
I'm not sure.
The horse crap, you know what I mean?
But
I mean
I think I was on the phone talking with you about that, Cherry, and I hadn't even thought about it. But when you expressed your concern of, because we know how fans can be, I go, oh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, we've seen what, you know, the Big Brother fans have, you know, sent to family members and been sort of ugly with family members and that kind of thing of Big Brother, and there's just some crazy fans out there. There's no way of getting around it. And so if they find out what the compound is and it goes, this show is going to go on for a year, so just one crazy fan could, you know, make it really bad for the whole show. You get one crazed fan that has a, you know, has it out for one of the Utopia members or has a crush on one of them and wants to, you know, get into Utopia to get closer, you know. You never know what kind of crazy people are out there, so I would be a little leery of, you know, having people actually go on the grounds, but, you know, maybe they're going to do something with this internet site and allow people to do yoga classes with them via the internet. And it sounds like each one of them is going to have some way of making money, be it jewelry or whatever they might. Right. So
like instructional streaming or something like that. Yeah, they do have to figure out a way to make money.
Whether it be, you know, something that they make there or instructional videos or whatever they do best, they're all going to try to contribute in some way by
site. You think Red will put out a moonshine recipe?
Possibly.
He's got some problems.
I hope
Red
sends me that recipe because I'll fill that recipe. But you guys, I just want to say that it's getting close to crunch time. Unfortunately, we didn't get our Fifth Ave Dave to join us, and we will hopefully get him on in the future. We've been talking about Utopia and, of course, Big Brother, you guys. It's getting down to crunch time. Next week I will be in California calling in, so you never know who's going to call in. Thank you so much for Devin and Adam for calling in and to talk Big Brother 16. We will see what happens with Utopia. Everybody who's watching it, can I get a Utopia? Utopia.
Utopia.
Yay. I'll find out what happened.
Yeah,
the only
thing
I can
think of
is possibly, you know, he might have talked to
production.
His production, and they told him that he couldn't do interviews. That was he
well,
asked
he could
me,
have been
said,
swept
I
away back
in
Utopia. Cherry, he could have been swept back into Utopiaville. We don't know.
We had a nice conversation.
You never know.
And he's such a sweet guy. And
I'm bummed out because, like I said, he was definitely one of my faves. And, you know, so we'll see what happens and see if we can resurrect the Fifth Ave Diamond. I want to call him the Diamond because I think Fifth Avenue Diamond flashy.
You will love that.
And
Diamond Days.
Yes, and you guys, I cannot believe that this will be probably one of the last weeks we're going to be talking about Big Brother 16. We will be talking Big Brother 16, but the actual airing of it, like I said, I will be leaving on Sunday for California, and I will probably not make the show the 20th because I will be flying out, but we will be definitely having some important information that I will let loose after that when I get back. So, thank you, Cherry and Paul. I love you. Yeah, love you. Yeah, that's all I can say right now. Yeah, don't ask me any more questions. You got the Yes, and Joe, thank you so much. And I also want to say we will never, ever forget, ever, forget 9/11. Our remembrance of it happened during our last time we were here. So I just want to send a shout out to anybody who had anybody who they lost, who fought in the war, who was a policeman, a fireman, a stewardess, a family member, anybody who was affected by it, which was all of us, that we here in the Rad Reality family will never forget. And God bless. Cherry, do you have anything to say?
Well, I just want to remind everybody to join us here on Thursday for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And we're going to have another Big Brother 16 alum, and her name always escapes me. I can see her face as plain as day.
Brittany.
Brittany. Oh, yeah.
She's going to be with Cowboy this week, so make sure you join us for Cowboy and Brittany.
She's Big coming Brother to Toys 16. For Tots.
Yes, she's already confirmed. She is
That's
such
great.
A sweetheart.
With
yes.
her kids.
She is a doll. So I can't wait to have Brittany on again and see what she thinks about the end of the season, since we talked to her earlier after she home, talked to her about the end of the season and get her thoughts again, see how she's doing. So join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, here on the Rad Reality Show Network with Michael Cowboy Ellis and Brittany. That's all I have, Michelle. Thank you so much for bringing on Adam and Devin. And I can't wait to have you live out in L.A. next week, Michelle.
Michelle.
I cannot wait, Cherry. I am so excited.
I'm nervous because...
Why?
I have to work the week that I come back, and I feel like I need a week off. I need a vacation for my vacation. But I am so excited to meet the new family, to make more memories, to see my family, to stay with Alon, and I love him so much, and I just know that we're going to have so much fun, and I can't wait to tell you guys what I'm able to tell you. Mm-hmm.
Stop teasing.
Oh,
I know.
Why? I can only tell you what I can tell you. Ew.
You're going into
but
Utopia?
Like but like I said, I'm not sure if I'm leaving Sunday or Monday, so... if I make it Sunday, I can make the show. But coming back, I know I definitely won't make it because I will be flying in. So that'll be the 29th. But I will promise that I'm sorry and I will come back with surprises. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
There's going to be a winter Big Brother and you're going to be on it.
Do you guys know, like I said, I don't know if you guys have known this, I've said it already. It'll be my first finale back without going to Vegas, because I've been to Vegas and everything, since my season. So I haven't been back to finale since my season.
Say hi to Mertz.
6 years. I will. I'm so excited. And I'm going to bring my Team Dark shirt. I'm going to wear it.
Cool.
I will finally probably win a lottery. I'm so excited. But you know what I'm pissed off about? It's like, I wish it was me, but I'm okay with that. Derek did say he wanted to win or beat me, and I won the first double eviction. So technically, when he passed the second double eviction, he beat me. So whatever. But
well,
I cannot wait to just like, oh my God, you guys, it's going to be so crazy. I'm going to molest Zach, Cody. I'm going to go up Christine's hair and her husband's. I'm going to just attack everybody.
It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. You take care, Michelle. Have a nice
all
trip.
Right, bye, guys. I will see
travel
you guys.
Safe,
I do
babe.
Talk to you and do all that good stuff during my week. Hope you guys follow me, MichelleBB10 Twitter, Facebook, so you guys can be up to date on all my scandalous picks. Because, you know, there's going to be many and plenty. Bye. Love you guys.
Love you, Michelle. Okay, that about wraps it up for us. Paul, do you have anything else?
I do not.
Joe?
You know, I'm going to hang up on this end. And I just want to thank you both for doing a beautiful show, as always. And I'll be with
you
on Thursday, and you know, we'll see how everything turns out tomorrow on the fake live eviction show.
The fake live eviction show. Okay.
And I'll talk to y'all later. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Joe.
Good night, Joe.
You take care, hon.
Bye now. Yeah, I will try.
Bye, hon. All right. That's our roving reporter, Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
So true.
Well, I really hate it that Fifth Avenue Dave didn't make it today, but there must have been a reason, and I'll find out what it is and report back. But, you know, he's new to this reality thing, and I don't know what happened, but you know, it could have been the production told him he isn't allowed to do interviews yet. I just don't know. One of the last things he asked me was, I won't get in trouble for this doing this interview, will I? And I said, well, we won't ask you any questions about production or anything. But I don't know if he had really talked to them about doing radio shows or anything yet. So he might have found out that he just isn't allowed. So,
yeah. Well, we appreciate the effort of almost having him on.
I know
I think,
that he was willing.
We have some. Yeah, but did,
as I said,
we
I talked
somebody,
to him 15 minutes before we went live on air. So unless something tragic happened
give,
or.
No, don't. I hope not. But I want
I
you to
not,
give credit
but,
to. I want you to at least give credit to who initially reached out.
Yeah, Jason was actually the person that we need to thank. He's done the footwork and gone out there and made the connection. And so thanks to Jason for making the connection with Dave and for all the wonderful posters he makes for this show as well. He puts those posters together week by week for us and does such a wonderful job. And I want to thank him for all the hard work he tweets for us, and so does other fans as well. But Jay does such a wonderful job with those posters, and he puts a lot of work into them. And I just want to say thank you so much for the work you do. Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
And thank you to all of our fans who are out there. We've got a lot of fans in our chat room still, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who's out there with us week by week, sitting in our chat room, chatting with us during our live shows, and to all of you who listen to us in podcasts as well. We love all of our fans who are just committed to us week by week and listen to us and come back and mention to us every so often that they've listened to our shows, and we don't actually see them because they listen in podcasts, but they come back and they say, oh, I listened to the show, you know, this time, and then we know that they've been out there listening. And so we just want to say thank you to those podcast listeners too, because without your support, we wouldn't be here. So we love you all.
I was just going to reference those podcasts. I always get such a thrill and I'm so tickled when they end up calling in to, you know, coming to a live show and calling in and saying that they've been listening for years. So any of you podcasters, if you thought of doing that, give Paul a thrill.
That's right. Call in and say hi to Paul on air. Let him know that you've been listening. And to me, too. I love just hearing, you know, somebody will message me and say, oh, I listened to your show the other day. And just makes me smile, you know, just knowing that people are out there listening. And as I said, you don't see them because we only see the people who are here in our chat room. And we don't see all the podcasters. And so it's so nice when we find out who has been listening after we go off air. And
absolutely.
Never know who's out there listening after we go off air and listen by podcast. So,
hey,
what?
You never know who's listening. I went,
well, yeah.
I know what you meant, but I was also going to mention I'm excited that there's only two more days. Not only do we see a Big Brother show Wednesday, but the next episode of Couples Therapy with Evil Dick. I am so anticipating the next episode. So anyway, guys, great show. Thank you, all the podcasters and all the chatters and live listeners and our guests.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to wrap this one up with Ron, as we always do. And hope to see you back here Thursday. Here's Ron to take it away. Good night, y'all.
I want to finish off with a song. I really felt like it was a great show, and I really do appreciate everyone that did listen. And everyone who called in, thank you. Love you guys.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
As Ron said, have a great night, and we hope to see you back here Thursday. Good night, everyone. Pa, say good night.
Good night.
That's a wrap.